Vielleicht my Bryce says if the kohen intended to do this zrika below when it should have really been done above the red line, or vice versa, then if he intended to do so on the same day when the zrika should have been done, then it's kosher. Therefore, if he then intends to consume the carbon outside his plates, it's possible and there's no kares. However, if he had then this intended to consume it beyond his proper time, it would make the carbon into pickle and there would be kares. On the other hand, if he initially intended to do this zrika in the wrong place on the next day, it's possible. Therefore, if he then intended to consume it outside his place or beyond its proper time, it would be possible and there would be no kares. Now, according to Shmuel, who says that a zrika not in its proper place is considered to be in its proper place, in the second case, why is it only possible? It should be pickle. And if the Gemara Mazurta said a zrika that permits meat to be eaten can make a carbon into pickle, but a zrika that cannot will not make a carbon into pickle. Rav Ashi asked Mazurta, how do you know this halacha? Mazurta said, the pasuk says, "Vim heyachol yeachel mipsar zevach shlamav pigul yeh," which teaches that kares only applies when it's the pigul intent that causes it to become usher to be eaten. Therefore, in the case of the brisa, it was a different isser that caused it to be usher to be eaten, and that's why there's no kares. If so, the intent to do the zurika not in its proper place should not even make the carbon possible? And for the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak said, the intent to do the zrika in the wrong place the next day is no different than the intent to leave the blood over until the next day. And the Braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that such an intent makes the carbon possible. So Gemara Vayta Rish Lakish said that when the Mishnah says that when the zrika is done in the wrong place, the carbon is possible, it means that the carbon is actually possible. He also holds that a zrika not in the proper place is considered to be a zrika for purposes of kapara. Therefore, there's no difficulty. The pasuk that teaches that a zrika in the wrong place still brings the kapara is talking about where the zrika was done in silence without an invalidating intent. The Mishnah that says that the carbon is possible is referring to where the Kohen said he's offering with intent that the carbon would be consumed beyond his time. The Gemara says that all the questions that were asked on Shmuel can also be asked on Rish Lakish, and the answers given for Shmuel can be used for Rish Lakish as well. So Gemara Vayter Rabbi Yochanan said that both Mishnayos refer to a case where the Kohen did the zrika without saying anything. Also, a zrika done in the wrong place is not as if it was done in the right place. The Mishnah that says that the zrika can be done again is talking about where there's still lifeblood coming from the animal. The Mishnah that says that it's possible is discussing where there's no more lifeblood coming from the animal. In fact, our Mishnah said that the carbon is possible, but there's no kares. So now, according to Rish Lakish, it makes sense why the Mishnah had to say that there's no kares, because normally a pigle intent creates a chiyuv kares. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would we think there's kares? This is kasha. According to Shmuel, who said that the case was that the Kohen did the zrika with no bad intent, why does the Mishnah have to say that there's no kares? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means to say, if the zrika was done in the wrong place and there was a pigle intent, it would be possible, but there would be no kares. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if a zrika done in the wrong place is not as if it's done in the right place, the blood should be like blood that spilled on the floor, in which case the halacha is that the blood can be gathered up and applied to the proper place. And for the Gemara, he holds like the view that the blood that was applied to Mizbeach not in its proper place may not be gathered up and reapplied. It's only when it spills elsewhere that it may be gathered and applied. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, we have learned this in a Braisa as well. The Braisa discusses that there are many circumstances where a possible carbon that was brought onto the Mizbeach is not to be taken off, but is rather to be burned on the Mizbeach. There's machlokes to which type of psulim this applies to. Rabbi Yehuda says that a carbon whose blood spilled is not to be left on the Mizbeach, but is instead brought down. Rav Shimon argues instead, says a number of psulim which would be left on the Mizbeach. Included in this list is a carbon whose blood was applied in the wrong place. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue with this, with this psul, and would agree that the carbon would not be taken off the Mizbeach. We see that the case of zrika in the wrong place is not the same as the case of blood that spilled on the floor. So Gemara Vayter Blaza said the inside Mizbeach, meaning in the Heichel, is Mekadosh posel carbonus that I put onto it, so that it doesn't have to be taken off. In fact, the Braisa just says this already. So what is Rabbi Elazar saying? And for the Gemara, we would think that the Braisa only applies to the blood of a carbon that was placed there, since blood is something that's put onto the Yitzhak Mizbeach, but not to the Kmitza of a carbon Mincha, since a Mincha is never brought on the Yitzhak Mizbeach. That's why he comes to teach us that. Frech the Gemara. A Braisa says a Ketoris Zorah, meaning an unauthorized Ketoris that was put onto the Mizbeach, must be taken off of it, because only the Atzam Mizbeach is Mekadosh Pasul offerings that are fit for it. This suggests that the Atzam Mizbeach is not Mekadosh Pasul Gabarz. The Braisa should be understood as saying that a Ketoris Zorah that is placed on the Atzam Mizbeach must be brought down, because the Atzam Mizbeach is only Mekadosh Gabarz that are fit for it. However, the Atzam Mizbeach is Mekadosh things that are fit for it, and things that are also even things that are not fit for it. The reason for this difference is that the Atzam Mizbeach is considered to have the status of the floor of the Azor, whereas the Atzam Mizbeach has the status of a Kli Sharis.